This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Latinx students in Colorado were suspended at some of the highest rates in the country during the 2015-16 school year. One in five Latinx students were suspended by District 14 in Commerce City in Denver County and by Harrison School District in El Paso County. Dan Lonson directs UCLA's Center for Civil Rights Remedies.
The student is losing valuable instructional time. And we know that missing instruction is a cause of lower achievement. And obviously, kids who are not achieving well are more likely to drop out of school.
District 11 in Colorado Springs has 115 Native American students. More than half were suspended. That's the highest, make it the third highest rate in the country. Real estate transactions slowed in September, but were still up substantially last year. CPR Sarah Mulholland explains.
Just more than 10,000 homes were under contract statewide last month. That's an 8% decline from August, but a 35% jump compared to the same time last year. The data is from the Colorado Association of Realtors. Home sales boomed all summer. Pent-up demand from lockdown and low interest rates pulled buyers into the market. But the number of homes for sale was down 50%. The imbalance is keeping prices high. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coming up, Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail. He's campaigning in Florida while Joe Biden is in Ohio. Then, after three senators tested positive for coronavirus, there are still no testing or tracing protocols on Capitol Hill. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also, massive unemployment and forests ready to burn. Some think the new problems might call for an old solution, a 21st century Civilian Conservation Corps.
It gave them prideful work, and that's one of the things we talk about today, right, is well, how much pride is there sitting at home collecting an unemployment check?
The possible return of a New Deal favorite. CPR's Sam Brash has that story next hour on All Things Considered, as well as at cpr.org. You're listening to CPR News.